Murder Among Family contains some graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
I knew how to do this.
Oh my God. I gotta tell you right now, I was rocking out to that hold music. We're back, baby!
We are here.
We're here by popular demand. Welcome to Murder Among Family. I'm Pam.
And
we are back!
We're back. We had so many fans. We decided to start it up again.
A lot has happened, y'all. It has been about a year. I've had a second child.
Another child. I still don't have any children.
You got married, Erin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
Erin got
that.
Married
yeah,
and did. Moved. I got.
We moved too.
I got kicked out of two apartments. Not really yeah. kicked out. I was almost bought two apartments and then lost them because New York real estate is trash.
Yes, and then we moved out of New York and we're now upstate New York.
You are in upstate New York. I'm still bogged down in Brooklyn, y'all.
But technically, this isn't really upstate New York. It's just like
New York,
mid New York.
You're right above what, like you're above Westchester, and Westchester is upstate New York. So you're just New York.
It's up. So stupid how that is, because it's not even a real thing. Because I literally am from upstate New York, like the real upstate New York. And it always used to bother me when people from the city be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm from upstate. And I'm like, oh, wow, where upstate? And they're like, Yonkers.
See, and I always thought it was psychotic when people called the five boroughs the city.
So like, that's a thing.
It's a thing. I went to school upstate.
It's a thing. I'm telling you, it's real.
Oh, my God, you're from the city? Yeah, I'm from the city, okay? Like, enough.
I literally just had that exact conversation with TJ the other day. He was like, Erin, I'm not in the city. And I'm like...
No, you're in Staten Island, the city is Manhattan.
And the city is Manhattan, I know. I get
but
it.
But if you're in Staten Island, because TJ's from Staten Island, if you're in New York, the city means Manhattan, so it's chaos. It's utter chaos. Terminology is trash.
The terminology is the worst, and you know what else is the worst about the city? Fucking everything. Garbage.
And by the
everywhere.
Way, guys, I'm sorry, it's going to be much bluer because now that I have two children, a full-time job, a YouTube channel, a second podcast, I'm not editing. I'm not. I'm sorry. This is raw. This is great. I'm talking Erin into doing videos of this for our Patreon so that maybe we could actually make a living wage.
You
so
can
I'm
come
not
up
dead.
To my, you can come up to my upstate house. You have plenty of place to sit, which don't include the bathroom.
Oh my God. Well, I'm in the kitchen right now because Mike is not screaming on World of Warcraft behind me.
What?
And Grandpa.
Really?
I know, it's psychotic. And Grandpa is on the couch, but I think he's napping. Or, oh no,
Grandpa,
he's watching
it's
8:30.
Hockey. Grandpa watches hockey?
I mean, he watches sports. Oh good, my mother-in-law's coming in.
Let me tell you that I literally just walked up the stairs and I am so out of breath.
It's because so we bad. Live in chaos, and also because we had the pandemic and I basically live in what is a studio apartment, I have the cardiovascular basically. Skills of a young Victorian boy. So I now walk around the school on my lunch hour and everyone's like, Pam's getting her steps, and I feel like I'm 90 at the mall.
I hate when people say that. Oh, you getting your steps in? No, I'm just trying not to fucking kill myself.
I'm
thank
trying
you.
Not to die. I'm trying to be able to, I don't know, keep up with two children who are slowly murdering me with energy.
It's so terrible. It's so sad.
I love them so much.
I was dying yesterday when you were telling me about Lily, though. Like, I've literally... You my have God. Dirt all over your face, but it's fine. I'm just going to pick you up. We're not doing that.
She looked like a chimney sweep, but she had a rough week, y'all. She did. Lily's amazing. I love you, baby. I know you're listening to this and you're 30 and you're like, Mom and Aunt Erin are friggin' nuts.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Lily listening to this? She'd be like, oh, you're so embarrassing.
God, I really hope that everyone we talk about in this is long dead. Before my daughter listens to this. But you know what? Right? Baby, you do you and I love you.
Wild.
Oh my God. Okay, should we get into this murder? Because it's been a minute and we all know Erin hates murder, but we're gonna do it.
I was just gonna say, honestly, I'm really not into it.
She
I
just got
go
her booster, y'all.
It.
She's dying.
Go without it. I could just, You know, I was thinking about that like earlier as I was driving home from work, and I was like, I really don't want to talk about murder. So I'm going to do everything.
This one's spicy, Aaron. This one's technically still a murder mystery because we'll never know what really happened.
Oh my God.
Are you intrigued?
No, I feel like I'm going to have fucking nightmares.
There's no, you know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
Are you going to Idaho anytime soon? Oh, and it involves my favorite Mormons.
Oh my God. Wait,
you crazy jacked up steroid Mormons.
Remember when around Christmas you tried to convince me that this Mormon skirt that you bought was the best thing ever?
Honestly, still wear it. Love it. Sense of style, feel free to advertise on our podcast. Love you, girl.
Cute.
Women own business. If you tie up the front to the side, you look chill. Plus, my Orthodox speech teacher can borrow it. You know, same thing. Meanwhile, she ran out of work today. She's like, oh my God, my daughter is sick and I don't have anyone to pick her up. I'm like, that's literally the best thing that's ever happened. Are you kidding me? I'd be out of here right now. You want me to go get your kid? You're telling me you have to pick up your sick child who's probably going to take a nap and sit in your beautiful house? What, eating?
Where does she live?
Oh, I think she's on Long Island. She just moved too. Everyone moved out of the city.
Yeah, because it's garbage.
Yeah, well, she had to swing by another end, the other end of Brooklyn, and then go to Long Island. So it was a bit of a trek.
Let me tell you, my commute is the same up here than what it was when I lived on Staten Island. Literally.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think that was possible.
Well, and I know she is never going to listen to this ever because we are cursing, and she doesn't like murder. And she recommended a podcast that was like how to be a sweet wife, and I'm like,
oh wow,
no, not gonna happen.
Wow, I would never ever. Wow, okay,
yeah,
I feel like I would do everything in my power to not.
Actually, I might have to hit the bathroom with you and me. Sorry, guys, my spot has been compromised.
Who was in it? Was it Kathy?
No, Grandpa's got to hit the bathroom, and I'm right by the bathroom, and no one wants that.
Oh God!
What is happening?
I hear Mike.
Do you hear this?
Yeah. What's happening? What's he yelling about?
No, they're not yelling. They're negotiating.
What are they negotiating in the bathroom?
They're not in the bathroom. Are they negotiating to the bathroom, or is Grandpa asking for something?
Grandpa's asking.
Oh, he's trying to get his oxygen. Okay, we're good. We're good. We're on. Okay, let's go, guys.
I thought there were going to be two things that they were going to try to negotiate on. How many more glasses of Dark and Stormy Grandpa can have, or how many squares of toilet paper Grandpa was allowed to use.
First of all, he has switched to paper towel. And second of all, he's also switched to secret Bloody Marys that he thinks we all don't know about, but whatever. And so,
God, what a life. Grandpa lives a life, like a crazy life.
My God, when we are old and in the nursing home, Aaron, we are going to have such
I'm never living in a nursing home. I'm going full on rogue. I'm not doing it. I already told
you. No? Why? That's how you get all the syphilis.
I was going to say, do you know how many STDs float around nursing homes? Do you know how many old people get like
just herpes? Dongs everywhere. It's basically an entire orgy. That's why you go to the nursing home.
Could you imagine TJ in a nursing home, Pam?
Not TJ specifically. Honestly, he looks like he's going to die way before. No offense, man.
Poor TJ. That sweet soul.
TJ's not making it to the nursing home with us. That's why it's just me and my ladies. We're matching sparkly bomber jackets. I picked them out on Amazon, actually. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna show up to you later.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be epic. We're going to be like the pink ladies.
Ooh, yeah, like the club, the cult.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Okay, picture it. Okay. March 11th, 2011.
This is recent?
Yeah. It was awesome. It's not that recent. We are in 2020.
It's literally 11 years old.
Is it? Yeah, exactly. 2021.
22? Yeah.
I can't do math right now, y'all. It is way past my bedtime. Aaron fell asleep, and now
it's 8:30.
My math skills have passed. I do math at 6. 6 p.m. I can do math.
I can't.
Past 7, no math.
That's okay. Yep.
That's why I do my budget at 4 a.m. Okay.
What?
Well, I'm up with the baby anyway.
4 a.m. you're doing your budget?
If I'm going to, but like, I'll do it at work too. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. It's March. We're in Idaho. Ashley, Mormon, fabulous woman, 28-year-old, mom of five.
Oh my God.
Her youngest was 7 weeks old. She knew something was kind of up in her marriage with 30-year-old lawyer Emmett Corrigan. It comes up again later in my story because you'll get an actual quote from her, but she's like, he's going to see us. He's going to get it. He's going to stop working. He's going to actually see us. I'm going to dress the kids up all nice. I'm going to make a really fancy dinner. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be hot. We're going to have like a family dinner and he's going to be like, oh, I love my family. I'm going to come home at night and, you know, hang out with my cool wife.
No husband says that.
I don't, she's 28. Let her live her dream. Okay.
It's the last dream.
She's just trying to. No
husband says that.
I mean, honestly, maybe Mormon husbands do. I don't know. So she went all out and she dressed the kids up. She had the meal cooked. Emmett rolled in wicked late. The kids were exhausted. Did he sit down for dinner?
No.
No, he picked a fight with her, made a phone call and said, I have a cold. I'm going to Walgreens.
Oh, classic.
Classic. Because no one can tell if you have a cold.
Nobody can tell. Especially now.
I mean, mind you, it was not a pandemic. People like looked at each other's faces and stuff.
Yeah, true.
I realized today at work that I probably couldn't recognize half of these people if we were just like on the street.
Yes. No, definitely. I saw one of my doctors who have worked with me for, we're going on 2 years now. I saw his face for the first time last week. And you know what he looked like? He looked like the turtle man from Secret Spy or whatever, with a guy who's like, turtle. He literally looked like that. And
he looked like Dana Carvey?
Yeah. And I can't unsee it. And I was just like,
if you hear beeping in the background, I'm lowering the monitor so you don't hear the ambient noise. Sorry, y'all.
That's all right.
Because I want to hear more about Dana Carvey.
Yeah. So I saw his face and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I feel bad for people with a bad lower half of your head. Ooh, I feel like this is your time.
Like your eyes are shining and then everything else is just like, ooh.
People with beautiful eyes, but like a weak chin.
Yeah.
This is your moment.
That might be me.
No, you're beautiful. Anywho, yeah, so his trip to Walgreens will end in blood.
End in blood. Did he die at Walgreens? Somebody murdered him.
Someone died at Walgreens. Let's go. Now, this whole thing started a year earlier with a different family, the Hall family. And I told Aaron the name of this woman last night, but Candy and Rob Hall.
Oh, yeah. And Candy's K-A-N-D-I.
Ugh, Ashley is spelled A-S-H-L-E-E.
Of course it is.
Which physically hurts me.
You know Ashley is my middle name.
Spelled like that?
No.
Okay. Spelled like the human normal way?
Yeah, but I'm changing my middle name, so it's no longer my middle name.
You're changing your middle name?
I'm changing it, yeah. I'm making my middle name my maiden name and my last name my married name.
Why would...
I don't want people to forget who I am.
You could have four names, man.
I don't want four names. That's way too many names.
You can do whatever you want. It's Social Security. They don't care. Yeah. That's how Phoebe came out Princess Banana Hammock.
Is that really
Princess
her name?
Consuela Banana Hammock? On Friends.
You know, no? I never got into Friends. Mm-mm.
Honestly, didn't hold up well.
I just didn't like it. And I know there's so many people who literally love Friends and they're diehard Friends fan, but I just couldn't get into it.
Greg's, my husband's best man's wife, obsessed with Friends. I just think Fat Monica's bums me out. Just bums me out hard.
Oh, I just thought
so
it was
mean
like,
to Fat Monica.
Just wasn't funny. Like, I didn't get it.
It has its moments, but some parts where it's supposed to be funny, I'm like, you are trying too hard. Like, that friggin' monkey, Marcel, he can suck it.
I didn't watch, like, I think I watched, like, maybe 5 episodes, and I was like, I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't do this.
I will say this. The new season of Sex and the City or the reboot or whatever.
Yeah.
Parts of it are really funny and I don't think they mean to be funny.
That's the best kind of humor.
And it's kind of my jam.
That's the best kind
Thank
of
you
humor.
Again for turning on your HBO because now it works.
Oh, it works?
Aaron's
oh,
HBO, good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad it worked.
Well, I'm also stealing my sister's HBO, so my TV is my sister and my phone is your HBO.
I can't wait. Did you change the name on the HBO account to Thanks Aaron and TJ or Thanks TJ?
No, it's always been Thanks TJ ever since you gave me the account. It was never my name. Oh. Just know I'm stealing from you, TJ. Thanks. Okay, 2010. Stay on point. Candy and Rob Hall. They now have two teens. They've been married for a while. Rob was the tech department at like the local sheriff's office. He was like the computer guy they kept saying in all the articles. But I'm like, the tech department, whatever. Candy was working as a paralegal. And I say working because she was fired from her law firm.
Damn.
Yeah. So she was cut cold. She's looking for a job. And she was introduced to Emmett from a mutual friend. Like a mutual friend introduced the two of them. He was waiting on his bar results and then he would be able to practice law, and he needed a paralegal, and Candy was a paralegal, and he said, "Hey, sexy lady, you are hired." Now he's 30 and she is 40.
Oh, cougar.
Which I honestly feel is a big difference. That's like 25 dating a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's not that big of a difference, but it's enough that everything's a little gross.
I mean, I think it's just like the maturity level. It's just very different.
Well, and it can go either way, because my mom is 12 years younger than my dad, and he was perpetually a child. He's passed. Don't worry, y'all. But he was. Any hoodles.
Remember? Oh, your dad. I loved your dad. He wrote a play one time, and I had a copy of it, and it's called The Cowboy.
You have The Cowboy still? Mike has the story he wrote for me as a little girl about someone who ran away to the circus and like joined the circus, but both parents were deaf clowns. It took a turn.
Interesting. The Cowboy.
I was learning sign language at school, I think.
Okay.
It took a left.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, my dad was a maverick, and that's the only way to be described.
Yes.
So he hires Candy, and they start working long hours. Mm-hmm. At the time, Emmett is a father of three girls and a boy, and he was just like, I'm going to be successful, blah, blah, blah. And apparently he, like, went hard at whatever he did. So not only is he a lawyer, he's also a bodybuilder.
Whoa, jacked and
he is
ripped.
Jacked, and he's going to jack you up in the court. Hardcore, y'all. And Candy was like, right there. I'm getting like, and as soon as like her career starts like taking off with Emmett, it seems like her marriage starts falling apart.
God, classic.
Yeah, she's like telling her coworkers her husband's abusive. I think he was actually having an affair. I couldn't really confirm that through the articles, but through the ID Discovery show I was watching about it, they were like, yeah, he was having an affair, but he broke it off. And I'm like, oh, way to gloss over it till death do us part. Like, chillax. God. He can have an affair. Not a big deal, y'all. She should got over it.
God.
Okay. And so like he's like, it's over, don't worry about it. So like 2 weeks later, basically, they were like full on secret affair, except it was like the worst kept secret. It's like that office.
I was gonna say, it's never a secret.
And like right after they start this affair, Ashley is pregnant with number 5.
Wow.
So
at
I
like
mean,
28 years old. No wait, how old is she?
She was
50.
She's 27. Okay. 27. Mm-hmm. She's 27. He's 30. She's pregnant with their 5th child, but they're Mormons. They like met and like 6 months later they were married.
Could you imagine having 5 children at 27? Oh, I have zero children and I'm 33 and I barely have a handle on life.
No, I have 2 at 34 and it is rough. But I will say this, she was a stay-at-home mom, and being a stay-at-home mom to one kid was rough. I was at home
5?
For like a year. I feel like once you pass 3, you're just in it. You're
Could
like,
you
I got this. There's a system.
Is there, though?
No. You just
there
embrace
isn't.
The chaos.
Yeah,
and every day
chaos.
Is a new chaos.
It's literally just chaos all the time.
No, I mean, you have like a structured routine, but you know, I mean, like, it is what it is, man. I tried to get the kids to bed reasonably this evening, and then my daughter opened a shop for her fake Paw Patrol imaginary people. And I was like, you know what? Money skills. Let's count these pennies, baby.
I can't.
My literal words to Erin were, I'm putting the kids to bed and it's rough. And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, it's kind of like fighting a storm, like fist fighting a thunderstorm.
You literally said fist fighting a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
literally.
I mean, you're out there, you're in your tank top, it's wet, you're getting pushed over by the wind, but you know, eventually it stops. Did you do it? No.
No.
It decided to stop.
Jesus.
Okay. Stop. So it's a giant open secret. Like everyone at office in the office knows. And like even some of the clients were like, they're definitely boffing. And he's got like a picture of his wife and five kids on his desk.
Oh God.
So Ashley's like, so what's the deal with your paralegal? And he's like, baby, what are you talking about? I don't think he said it like that because he's obviously not from Brooklyn. She's 40. There's no way. It's like having a mom at work. You know, she's just like a mom to me, which is so gross. Because he would say that mom thing a lot. And she's like, it's a weird comment. Ashley, I'm so excited for this baby. She bought all these baby gifts. Like all of Ashley's youngest child's baby photos are with like blankets that Candy bought them.
Oh God. Of course.
I mean, what do you do then? Like burn the photos? I mean, I would take them and have them Photoshop.
Yeah.
Turn that stuff another color.
I can't. I cannot.
So there, she's pregnant this whole time. Everyone knows but her. And Emmett is like fully denying it. And she's like, just had her fifth baby. And she said, literally, she's like, to be honest, I was always like, she's 40, he's 30. And I mean, I'm 28. There's no way. So besides the red flags just like flapping all over the place.
Literally like, everywhere.
And she's like, something's wrong, though. She's like, she made an appointment with a therapist, and Emmett's like, yeah, I'm not coming. And then he didn't come. So she goes to this appointment by herself, and she's like, I need you to help me. I need you to fix me. Something's wrong with me. Totally a Mormon thing, by the way. Totally some, like, cult mindset where it's like, it's me. I'm not doing something right. I need to fix me. There's a reason this is happening, and it's me. Ashley girl, no, not always you. You're a beautiful woman. And the therapist was just like, yeah, no, something's wrong. It's not you.
It's not you. It's me.
So she plans this huge night trying to convince her husband to just stay at home with them.
Yeah. And guess what? He doesn't.
He goes to Walgreens because of his severe cold.
He's got a cold. Yeah, obviously. He's got other things to do. I'm winking. You can't see, but I'm winking.
Well, it is an audio medium.
Yeah, true.
So her direct quote was, it was kind of one of those days where I'm like, today's it. I need him to see us. I'm going to have all the kids dressed to the nines. The food, everything's going to be perfect. He came home late. The food was cold. The kids were tired. He didn't eat a bite of my food.
Oh, terrible.
All of this is coming to a head. So while Emmett is like successfully gaslighting his wife, Candy was not so coy. I don't know what Candy's problem is, but you're going to see it pop up a lot. She cannot keep her story straight.
Oh, God.
So it's March 11th. Candy gets home from work like 6 p.m. and her husband, Rob, is done. He's in the garage. He's packing everything up. He's got these huge boxes. He's like, you know, this is it. You have checked out of our marriage for like months now. I'm done. They're in this huge fight. And she's like, well, I'm having an affair with a lawyer in Oregon. And I'm like, Idaho that close to Oregon?
Is Idaho that close? I literally, hold on, I need to look up Idaho because I just think it's a square, but I'm not sure.
Oh no, they're right next to each other. If she's in that little sticky part next to Montana.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, look at a map.
The sticky part next to
the sticky part at the top, like the panhandle on Oklahoma.
The sticky, you mean.
Look at a map.
I'm looking at a map. I thought you meant the, like, texture.
Idaho is like a weird shape.
I thought you meant the texture. Sticky.
No,
Not like sticky, like an actual. Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I didn't know that you were realized that you were talking about an actual stick from a tree, like a long,
like a tree stick.
We are
I'm
terrible.
Doing a hand motion now. This is how great this medium is.
I've been doing a hand motion. It's up and down.
Yes, and I'm going side to side like a crazy person. This is why you should definitely get our Patreon.
What's in Idaho?
And see us make hand motions at each other.
Have you been to Idaho? Like, have you ever been to Idaho?
Why?
I don't know what's there. What's in Idaho? Hold
potatoes?
On, I'm Googling it.
I bet it looks like New Jersey, but it's on the other end of the country.
I had a great experience in New Jersey, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
I love Jersey.
Jersey's fine, but it looks like everywhere.
You know, it's the only state that has one side as a coast. It's the only state where the full one side is a coast.
Yay! And that was fun, Jersey facts.
I feel. What is Idaho known for? Okay,
potatoes.
Wow.
Okay,
just and potatoes.
So they're having this fight. She's like, I'm having an affair with a lawyer in Oregon. And then immediately she's like, I'm not having an affair with a lawyer in Oregon. And Rob's like, you're friggin' nuts. And he like gets in the car and he leaves at like 8:45. He's just like, I can't deal with this lady. And Candy's like, maybe I should go out. And she had to like fill a prescription. So she's like backing out of her driveway when she gets a call from Emmett, who has just had a fight with his wife. And is like hiding out in his bedroom, and she's like, "Hey, I'm heading to Walgreens to pick up this prescription." And he's like, "Meet you there, babe."
Too. Whoa.
No, he's meeting her at Walgreens, and then he walks out. He's like, "I'm going to Walgreens. I got a cold."
Oh.
Bye. Later. Going to Walgreens. Gotta go. And so, Candy drives to the Walgreens. Fills this prescription or gets the prescription, and then she just hops into Emmett's pickup and just like abandons her BMW. She's like, later.
Honestly, I would abandon a BMW too. I don't like those cars.
Well, they were, you know, the height of Nazi propaganda BMWs.
Really?
Yeah, Volkswagen and BMW basically made all the Nazi cars.
I didn't know that.
It's a dark history, Aaron. Dark history.
I'm not into anything that has to do with any other emotion other than happy.
Y'all, Aaron is happy.
That's it.
See, Aaron knows I have a wide range of emotions. I am all the emojis.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Aaron, you should watch this murder on this. No, I can't. I won't make it. Mm-mm. You know what I'm
doing?
We haven't
even gotten anywhere near the murder.
I know.
We you just have two sluts driving around in a car.
I feel like that's how it should be phrased. Two sluts driving around in a car.
And that is the title of the episode. Two sluts driving around in a car.
We haven't gotten anywhere close.
So they're driving around and they stop for gas, which I need to get gas in my car. And I'm just saying it out loud because Aaron and I call each other every morning before work. Yes. And I'll remember now. So.
Yes, don't forget to get gas. You know what you'll remember when you go to drop the kids off at daycare? That's when you'll remember. You'll be like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then I'll find my wallet before then.
Oh my God.
I know where it is. I just have to like find it.
You know what you sound like? You sound like my mom. She says that's
me and Rita have a lot in common, except I don't steal fish.
You know that fish died?
Not Bob.
He didn't make it. The drive was too stressful and he died. He just disappeared though. We don't know where he went. I think the other fish might have eaten him. But I don't
know.
What
if he changed colors?
I don't know. I don't think he did.
Okay, if no one understands what we're talking about, it is a different episode. So obviously you have to go listen. And there's a whole section about, like, it's in the description box. It's like, wait, you want to hear about this fish? Like, it's so good. Highly recommend. I mean, the murder's great in that one too, but like, highly recommend that story about the fish and Rita.
She literally handed it to me, like, here's fish. And I'm like,
listen to how Aaron's mom totally kidnapped a random fish. So the sluts got gas. They're driving around. They park in this like new subdivision in like the middle of a construction site, and they have sex for the second time that day.
Wow, that must be the life right there.
which is surprising considering Emmett at the time was like really into steroids.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
That comes up and it's like a side note too. It's like, oh yeah, you know, and he was like kind of in steroids. Later, the defense paints him as like a roid rager, which honestly, he doesn't come across well later on, but like that might just be the steroids talking.
Could be.
So here is where stuff starts to hit the fan. This is where the shit's coming down. So Candy's older daughter is driving around. They're all her kids are teens. So her older daughter's driving around. She drives past the Walgreens and she sees her mom's car and she's like, Mom, where are you? And so she like calls her mom. Sorry, I just burped. And then
wow. Talk about class.
Well, I had a lot of seltzers today.
I forget that you drink seltzers like that.
It's my one vice.
You're the only one that I know that drinks seltzers like that. You know the closest thing that I've started to drink seltzers? Yeah, San Pellegrino.
Yeah, I like San Pellegrino too.
So good.
Especially a flavored one. Oh my god.
Ooh, the blood orange one. Ooh.
Yes, the blood orange one.
That one's the best one, honestly.
So she calls Candy, but Candy's already doing it with her boss, so she misses the call.
Wow.
So she gets her clothes on, she calls her daughter back, and she's like, Mom, where are you? I just passed your car. What's the deal? And she's like, oh, I'm just driving around with my friend Michelle. And her daughter's like, yeah, okay. And she hangs up on Candy and calls her dad, and she's like, Mom says she's driving around with her friend Michelle, but I see her call her car at Walgreens, and it's like completely abandoned. And so Rob calls Candy and he's like, what you doing? And Candy goes like, I'm out. And he goes, oh, are you out with Emmett? And immediately she's like, yeah, I am.
Of course.
But we're just talking. Just talking, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Like, way to give it up immediately. You can't even stick to Michelle for 5 minutes.
Wow.
And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, we're just talking. And then Emmett goes, let me talk to him. And Emmett grabs the phone and goes, what up, Chief?
Oh, what kind of name is that?
Starts with what up, Chief.
What up, Chief. Wow.
What's up, Chief? But I'm feeling it's a what up, Chief.
He's probably like got a thick Brooklyn accent too. Like, that's how I'm picturing it.
How could he possibly? He's like from Utah.
Yeah, but maybe he relocated, or like maybe from Massachusetts. You know, I find people who are from Boston have the most fascinating accent. It's wild.
So he was watching a lot of SNL with a good thick Boston accent. And he's like, what up, Chief? And so like Candy only heard one half of the conversation. So this is from like actual police reports. So he says, what's up, Chief? Rob says something. Emmett responds, yeah, we're talking about life. Got a problem with that?
He said no.
Rob said something. Emmett said, yeah, well, I'm going to crack your effing head open.
Whoa. That got real fast.
Wait there. We'll be right there. So now they're on the way to Walgreens. Because while Rob is on the phone with them, he has driven to Walgreens and he's now pacing up and down the aisles. And because it's Walgreens.
Walgreens. Everyone
it's
loves
all
Walgreens.
On video.
Oh my god, because it's 2011. I forgot.
It's 2011 and this is like 9 o'clock at night. Walgreens is closing because it's Idaho.
Because there's nothing there. Although it does look beautiful. I looked up pictures.
I'm sure Idaho is lovely.
It looks
right next
beautiful.
To Oregon, and Oregon's gorgeous.
Honestly, I don't know where that is.
Aaron, I love you. I love you so much.
Hold on, let me pull up my map.
Aaron, if I asked you to name all 50 states, I 100% say you can't get all 50.
No, I definitely can't.
You're fired.
I can get the East Coast. That's
my sister and I do this like once every year, like on Thanksgiving. We give ourselves like, we go to separate rooms, we write down as many states as we can, and we come back together, and we're always like, we're missing three.
Have you ever seen the map of the United States with like, instead of labeled with the states, it's labeled what the state is known for?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I think of.
Or have you ever seen the ones where it's like the most texted word or the most searched word?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Is
so
it?
Funny. Yeah, it's always like exactly what you think.
Oh, I need to look that up.
My Fitbit was like, you need to start getting ready for bed. And I'm like, yeah, Fitbit, but I'm with Aaron.
Your Fitbit just said that?
Yeah. It also wakes me up. It has an alarm clock.
We can, if you need.
No. Let's go. We're almost there. So,
okay.
We're at the Walgreens. Now, here's the key. Rob gets in his car and moves his car so that it's now next to his wife Candy's BMW. Mm-hmm. But it is just out of range of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh. So now there's zero video of proof of what happens in the next 17 minutes. So he's sitting in his car waiting for his wife to pull up with a pile of printed out emails between him and his wife talking about this affair. And a gun that Candy bought him.
Interesting.
If you're not having a good marriage, why you buy a gun?
I would never.
Like, why don't you get him a sword? Get him a machete. Like, what's the point?
You know, TJ has a machete.
TJ would have a machete.
Yeah, Jim gave him one.
What? Don't give TJ a machete. He's going to cut his own leg off.
I know. He has it next to his baseball bat. He has it next to his baseball bat.
Oh, my God. So Mike's trying to close the transom above the front door.
Uh-huh.
With a baseball bat, and now my daughter insists she needs the baseball bat. She has to play baseball.
Oh, God.
I'm like, no. You were three? No.
Oh, poor baby.
Chaos. Okay. So Emmett and Candy pull up. Mm-hmm. Rob is pissed, and he's wearing, like, sweatpants and, like, a sweatshirt with a kangaroo pocket. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he's like, I know. I'm going to put my gun unholstered in my pocket. You can't carry anything in there. What, like a chapstick? It's going to go flying out the other side.
I was going to say, not even a chapstick. And like anything that has any weight in it, it's basically down to your crotch.
Also, let's just be clear. You can immediately see what's in that pocket.
Yeah. You can
definitely
see.
You think you're being sly?
Yeah.
Whatever. Idiot. Candy is the only one to kind of be a witness now. And so anything that she said after this is completely unreliable. She changes her story over and over again. Even in the courtroom, the judge got like fed up with her, and I get into that later. So here's what happened 99% from Candy's point of view.
Okay, ready. I'm here for it.
Candy says, they get out of the car, and like Rob immediately like provokes Emmett by saying like, why don't you go home to your wife? You got five kids at home.
Wait, Pam.
Yeah.
Wait. This is totally off topic, but because we were talking about maps.
Oh my God, you guys. Yes, maps.
Okay, right? So you're like, oh, you know, there's a map with the most texted word. Okay, so I somehow stumbled upon most misspelled word per state. So
yes, I love that map.
So have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, so New York's most misspelled word is beautiful.
That makes sense.
Maine? No. I don't know what that state is. What's the state that's... See, I would... Okay, Pennsylvania's most misspelled word is sauerkraut. And then... That's
how many people are talking sauerkraut?
What's next to Vermont? What's that little skinny state next to Vermont? But
West Virginia?
No, it's up above, and it's like Maine, and then a little skinny state, and then it's Vermont, and then it's New York. What's that little one?
Maryland?
No, you got to go further up. Maine, not Maryland. Maine.
Massachusetts?
Is that Massachusetts? It might be Massachusetts. Okay, do you know what their most misspelled word is?
God, I hope it's hilarious. What is it?
It's diarrhea.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would be Boston.
Oh, good.
My sister lives there right now, but for some reason she is choosing to move to Minnesota. Watch out, Casserole Kings. She's coming for you.
You know, Wisconsin's most misspelled word is Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's so bad. Oh, God.
And Candy's most misspelled word is her name, because there is no way.
South Dakota's most misspelled word is college.
What the heck is in South Dakota? Is that Mount Rushmore or is that North Dakota?
I don't know. I don't even know what so many states are.
gosh. Okay. This is where it happens, Erin. This is the piece de resistance.
I'm ready.
So Raoul comes out, invokes Emmett. Emmett, quote, went off and pushed him. And Candy was like, ugh, I can't watch this. And so she turns around to leave. She says she hears a scuffle, two shots, a pause, and then a third shot.
Oh, God.
When she turns around, she sees Rob covered in blood, struggling to stand. Emmett is on the ground. He was shot in the chest and the head.
By him.
What happened next, Erin?
She got shot.
She ran to her lover to apply pressure to his wound.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that not the big middle finger to your husband, though?
Yeah.
She didn't even check on him.
He was dead,
she's like,
though,
yelling at him, you need to sit down. You need to sit down, while she's applying pressure.
Is that what she was saying? Wow.
Yeah. And he's like,
that's awful.
Because he's I'm not dying. Doing great. And then she realizes that there's like a gun on the floor. And she's like, oh no, he's going to get the gun and shoot me. So she picks it up and, quote, threw it like a bowling ball across the parking lot into the street.
God.
Then she grabs her phone, calls 911, and then, like, people come immediately. But Emmett is already bleeding out, and he dies at the scene. And Rob was arrested on the spot and taken to the hospital.
God.
He had a grazing wound to the head. He basically, like, shot next to his scalp. But he has a concussion and a lot of blood and loss. So he's hooked up to, like, a ton of morphine.
Yeah, because obviously it's a head wound.
Yeah. Meanwhile, within, like, a few hours, police are knocking on Ashley's door, and all of her deepest fears are realized. She says she opens these doors to three strangers. They say there's been two shots of a gun, and there's been an accident and an affair. And basically the next days, months, years of her life are a blur. She looks around the room. She's dizzy. And she said she felt worthless, which really bums me out. She said three people were making all these choices. I had no idea what was going on, and it changed the rest of my life.
Oh, that's sad.
It's a real bummer.
That's a total bummer.
Total bummer.
Just
poor
think
kid.
A few minutes ago, I was laughing about most misspelled words. Wisconsin's most misspelled word is Wisconsin.
I know.
And now this is sad news. This is why I hate murders. I'm sorry.
Well, she insists she had no idea about the actual affair, which is also kind of sad to me, but whatever. So Rob's at this hospital. He's being treated for this head wound, and the cops can't question him because, one, he's been shot. He has a concussion. And he's on a butt ton of morphine. But they say he's not super lucid, but then he says, Emmett shot me, and I shot, and then he stopped, and he never ends the sentence.
Did he die?
No, he's fine. It was a graze.
Of course. God.
And so... the detectives immediately grab Candy, pull her into a room, but they say basically, like, she answers however she thinks the person wants to hear.
Oh.
But what's utterly ridiculous is they know there's an affair, obviously.
Yeah.
Your boss does not get shot by your husband.
Yes, true.
Because of what, a drug deal in the Walgreens parking lot?
Walgreens out of all places.
I know. Walgreens is super bummed. We've now said Walgreens like 300 times.
Wow. I was just there at Walgreens today.
See, I favor CVS ever since they got the digital coupons.
You would love the digital coupons. That's a waste of receipt paper.
Are you kidding me? I use it every time. I always use my extra care money.
I literally don't go to CVS. I'm like that person who goes to CVS who buys stuff and then it's just like, okay, this is a really long receipt. Goodbye. And I throw it out.
Wasteful. Okay. So the detective says this. You're going to love this. This is my favorite part because, like, the detective asks the same question over and over again and they just know she's lying. If the detective asks you the same question three times, they know something, okay?
Yeah,
they're not, they're giving you, it's like when my husband mumbles something and I definitely heard it, but I say, excuse me?
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
That is not a chance to reiterate yourself. That is a chance to change your story real quick.
Yeah. So true. So true. So true.
So the detective goes, are you and Emmett in a romantic relationship? Candy's like, no. Okay, have you ever been romantic with Emmett? No. Okay, let's say sexual. Have you been sexual with him?
No.
No.
Yeah, obviously. Please. Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, she tells this whole story. But every time she tells the story, all of a sudden Rob gets less and less guilty.
Oh.
So by the time they get to court, she's like the most unreliable witness. So the defense is like, this is what happened. Rob came, but Emmett was an aggressive nightmare. He, you know, the gun dropped out. He grabbed it. He shot Rob, but Rob moved out of the way and then he responded. But we all know if it was shot, shot, pause, shot, not shot, pause, shot, shot.
Yeah.
The prosecution says this nut bar is driving around with emails printed out and a loaded gun unholstered.
Oh my
God. He shot this guy and then turned the gun on himself but couldn't go through with it.
And that's how he got the grazed head wound.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a much more reasonable story, honestly. Facts are lining up.
Yeah, 1,000% for sure. Yeah.
Also, if you're scuffling and like picking a gun up off the floor, I don't see how anyone is standing at that point.
Yeah, honestly, for real.
And if you're going to get two shots off in self-defense, they better be close to freaking together, not head wound, heart and chest wound.
Yeah, for real.
Bang, bang, not bang, bang. You know, like, I don't know, ridiculous.
That's the same sound, but I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely made an arm gesture again. This is hard. Yeah. We haven't podcasted in a hot minute.
It's been a year, Pam. It's been over a year.
Oh, guys, we're sorry. We missed you.
We did.
Okay. So, this is my favorite. So the judge was even not having it and literally said, frankly, any testimony by Ms. Hill in my 31 years on the bench, I don't think I've seen any witness more thoroughly discredited in the course of the proceedings.
That's terrible. What an insult.
Friggin' A.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
And to put a bow on it for Ashley, they have reunited and they're like lovey-dovey in the courtroom. So gross. Candy and Rob are like all over each other. They're like apologizing to each other from the stand. Rob can't testify on his own behalf because, quote, he doesn't remember everything after all the drugs and the concussion.
Well, he did give himself a head wound.
Yeah, but it wasn't like you're a linebacker.
This is true.
You didn't didn't bop yourself and you know, whatever. I can't.
Good point.
Thankfully, Rob was found guilty of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. He will be eligible for parole in 2030, past his 60th birthday. So really, he got no time at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's only 8 years away.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically out. But Ashley said when she saw, she thought she'd have, like, some relief. Mm-hmm. That justice was being done.
Yeah.
But honestly, she just saw that someone else lost their son. You know, someone else is losing their father.
Yeah.
She's a very kind woman. As for Candy, she was also sent to prison.
The second slut driving around.
Mm-hmm. Not for the fatal shooting. She served 18 months for embezzling from the law firm that fired her.
Embezzling?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She was sentenced in May 2011. So, like, literally, like, a couple months later, she's in jail.
That's wild.
Her poor children.
Yeah, she's got five of them.
No, other kids. She only has two daughters.
Oh, never mind. That's the other slut.
She has... Ashley is not a slut. She has nothing to do with this. This poor woman has had one husband. She's 28. She's got five kids.
Five kids. That's a lot of kids.
She's just trying to get through the day. Maybe change out of her mom bun and yoga pants.
No one's ever doing that. No one ever wants to do that.
Oh, I've been trying so hard to dress like a human, and it is not going well.
Honestly, I had to put on real pants the other day, and I was just like, these don't fit like my sweatpants do. I don't like them.
Oh, my God. Getting out of my leggings and into my sweatpants is literally the best part of my
day. Oh, yeah. I didn't think that, like, I would enjoy wearing sweatpants as much as what I actually do compared to leggings, but honestly, it's just so much more free. You just feel more comfortable.
Ugh. I will say this, when I'm pregnant, I live in pregnancy leggings, though. They are the most comfortable thing on planet Earth.
I feel like maybe I should just buy some for myself, you know?
Honey, I got an extra set if you want me to send it your way.
Oh.
You're skinnier than me, though. They might be loose. Yeah, I think I only wore this one pair once, so you're good. I'll send them your way.
Yeah.
So she pleads guilty in 2012 to charges of grand theft and computer fraud. A judge sentenced Candy to 14 years in prison. She had to serve at least 2 years before being eligible for parole. The judge then placed her on a retained jurisdiction program, allowing her to serve 6 months in prison treatment program. She was already released in 2014 and remains on probation till 2026.
Really?
They were on Dr. Phil together, Ashley and Candy, which I find psychotic. And if I could watch Dr. Phil without having, like, a full-blown mental breakdown, I would.
Really?
I fudging hate Dr. Phil. He makes me want to take an axe to my face.
I hate him. I used to keep it on, and he would be like, turn the shit off. I'm like, what? Okay.
What? Like, I just, I can't. Thing. It's, like, his accent. It's his mustache. It's, like... the fact that he's not really a psychiatrist.
What is his job?
He's a dude that Oprah met and liked. That's his job.
That's it?
If Oprah met me and was like, oh, you give great advice, that's literally how he became Dr. Phil.
That's it? Wow.
If only I could sit next to her on an airplane, I'd be a bajillionaire.
Honestly, we'd be on forever vacation. France.
Dr. Oz was at least her cardiovascular surgeon, you know?
But wasn't it questioned at one point if Dr. S was even a doctor?
He's a real doctor. He is.
You know, the news channel that I watch loves Dr. S. He's always on there.
He's always just talking about poop every 5 minutes.
He talks about coronavirus and Trump a lot.
What a moron.
It's so entertaining. Honestly, I really only watch Fox News for the entertainment factor, honestly.
You watch Fox News? I have to watch Fox News. It is the background to my life because Grandpa lives on the couch.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, like, have you ever really listened to the Fox News anchors? Like, they're on another...
I literally almost had a stroke because they were misquoting Dr. King this week.
Did you... I heard the one news channel that I was watching. I don't know if it was a few days ago, but they were talking about de Blasio running for governor.
And oh my god, he needs to get hit by a car. De Blasio.
There were two female anchors, and the one female, she was older. And then there was a younger one who was probably like in her 30s. The older one was probably like in her 50s. And the
was
older
it
one.
Pirro?
No, it was Rosanna Scotto.
Oh, fudge. Whatever. Go on.
So she was like, in other news, Bill de Blasio has announced that he will not be running for governor. He said it, quote, can't devote as much time as needed for New York over simple, stupid things.
If I ever meet that man, you know, he has a house in my neighborhood.
Does he?
Yeah. He rents it for like $5,000 a month. If I ever see that friggin' giant, I'm going to kick him right in the shins. He sucks.
He's really just so terrible.
Every time he worked out at the YMCA, it was a whole friggin' thing. Ugh, idiot.
You think this new guy's gonna be better?
Oh no, he's gonna be way worse.
You think so?
Have you never seen his ad campaigns? He has this whole video about like looking for drugs in your kid's room. He's a friggin' psycho. And as a New York City school teacher, I mean, they're both worse. I'm like, why didn't we vote? I voted for every single woman on the ballot. You're telling me that Garcia couldn't make it to the prime? It has the primaries. This whole pizza topping voting baloney. Sorry for everyone who's not in New York. It was a psychotic primary.
Yeah, it was wild.
And now we have two. It was a choice between a turd and a douche. It was literally that episode of South Park.
He literally, that other guy. What was that guy's name? Curtis Sliwa.
He wore a beret like he was going to be in Hitler's youth.
You know who loved him? Jesse.
God help me. Who Jesse. Helped? Who liked him, Aaron?
Jesse and Pam.
For anyone who doesn't know, Jesse and Fan. Well, Fan was our other roommate in college, and Jesse lived there every single weekend and bought toilet paper, so he was basically our other roommate.
Mm-hmm, he did. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, we had the best time.
But literally, he was like, oh, you mean our next mayor? And I'm like, the guy who wears a beret who clearly is on drugs?
He looks like he's about to murder a string of puppies.
He literally is so scary. So anyway, did you see the commercial of him where he's like speaking and then a homeless man comes in and he's like, his fucking pubes are hanging out and he's got no shirt on. And
yes!
He was like, I'm going to help you. And I'm like, what is happening? Okay.
The mayor got on the subway the first day, started a fight, called the cops. And then like a week later, we had like a full blown blizzard. He did not utilize sanitation properly to clear the snow. So I'm up at 4 a.m. with two kids shoveling while trying to keep a toddler interested, and the baby's just like, what is happening? The world is ending. Everything's white. Can I put it in my mouth?
And can I put it in my mouth? Stop licking everything.
And I drop my daughter off at school. There is not a teacher in the building.
Really?
It's a security guard and like a school secretary. And my daughter goes, well, where are the coloring pages? And they're like, we have paper. And she goes, okay, where are the crayons? She's like, here's a pen. And my daughter's like, okay.
All right, guess it's pen it is. Sounds
I
good.
Get to school, not one child shows up.
Yeah, because nobody went to, yeah, obviously. When was that? That was like a week ago, right?
That was a week ago. We're going to have snow tomorrow. There's no way in heck. All I know is I'm going to have the best day of my life again if we have another one of those days.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like a lot of snow. It's going to be like 3 inches of snow. I was looking at it earlier.
My kids are snowflakes. They don't show up. They got things to do.
You know where I live? There's no snow. Just want to let you know.
You don't live in the moon, Aaron. Oh, we're finishing it up. I have like literally a paragraph left. So, Candy's in jail. Rob's in jail. Emmett's passed. Now we're talking about the last of this foursome, Ashley. Beautiful baby angel Ashley. 28, five kids, now a single mom. She starts a blog called The Moments We Stand, which I don't really understand, but okay. But it becomes quite popular.
All right.
She founded a nonprofit called A Reason to Stand and provides support to people who have dealt with trauma in their life. So everyone. She got married again a couple years later to Scott Boyson. They now have two daughters of their own, which means Ashley gave birth 7 times.
A lot of kids.
Oh, they met 7 years after Emmett's death. And Ashley now lives with her family in Utah, obviously, because she is a Mormon.
Oh, yeah, I forget Utah is Mormon country.
Yeah. Her children with Emmett are all grown up now, and they all seem to be doing well. And Ashley's also a motivational speaker and has written 3 books about her experience.
Wow.
I'm just saying, if I wasn't a Jew, I'd be a Mormon.
Why?
I like the big family. I like the kind of disaster prep they do. I like the group situation. And I love magical underpants.
I like magical underpants.
Well, first of all, Judaism has kind of magical undergarments. It's a talis. What every time you that? See an Orthodox Jew on a bike with like little fringe coming out the back of his outfit, that's a talis.
What's magical underwear?
Oh, we've definitely talked about this before on the podcast.
Yeah, no, we have.
Mormons wear special undergarments from the church that are embroidered with like a special saying, I guess. This is my understanding. Obviously, not a Mormon.
We definitely talked about this before.
Yes, and they're supposed to wear them except for, and I quote, recreation and procreation.
Wow.
Who so they don't wear them to the gym. They can put on sexy underwear before they bang around.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Pam, please don't become a Mormon.
I can't become a Mormon because first, there's no Mormon community here.
Are you sure? There might be. You do live in the borough.
I live in Brooklyn. There's no way there's a large Mormon community in Brooklyn because I would definitely know about them.
Hold on. Hold on.
There's no LDS faction on the East Coast, really. If there is, it's not here. It's probably in Manhattan.
Mormons in Brooklyn. Mormons in Brooklyn. Let's see.
I'm sure there's a church. I don't think there's like a huge following.
What did I come up with? What is happening?
Plus, I don't think they have as many holidays as the Jews. I like a holiday. We just celebrated Tu B'Shvat, which is a birthday for the trees.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Mormons in Brooklyn.
I'm telling you, there's not a large Mormon population because I would be there. Also, they do baptisms like y'all do. But Jews have mikvahs, which I was like so excited to go to the mikvah for my second pregnancy.
Okay.
It's basically a baptism. It's a big old pool that you pray in and then you dunk yourself.
Okay.
For purification purposes. I was like, I watched this one YouTuber, which highly recommend everyone, Jewish Mommy Life. She's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. You've talked about her before, too.
Marion's amazing, and I'm obsessed. Yes.
Yes.
But she
yes.
did this whole thing about the mikvah, and I was like, yes. And then I got pregnant with Teddy, and it was full-blown COVID, so I was not going to the mikvah. And maybe with number three.
Churches that are Latter-day Saints, that means Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh.
I also love the whole story behind it. I find it, like, I like the Old Testament to begin with, but I love a jaunty colonial who has a magical hat that can decipher golden tablets by the lost tribe of Egypt.
Are Mormons and Hasidics similar?
No. No, they are not.
Oh. Wow. I don't know anything.
I'm telling you, they're fascinating. I follow a lot of them on the YouTube and the Instagram.
Are you 100 years old? The YouTube? Yep. The Instagram?
Yes. Because I'm about to fall asleep. This is way past my bedtime.
It is 9:27. We've made it an hour, Pam.
We did it. I knew it'd be short. I knew it'd be short.
This is a good way to get back into it.
Heck short and yeah. sweet. I had like four asleep. Different ones lined up that were just way too dark. Like, I was like, Aaron's gonna not do the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
If I read about how this man murdered his whole family on Christmas.
Oh, you know, Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Oh my God. We're gonna have to like bulk do all of our shows for Christmas in like July so that you don't kill me in December. We'll have to like pre-record. Because I have literally 5,000 Thanksgiving ones and 5,000 Christmas ones.
Like, you know, all the terrible things happen on my most favorite holidays.
See, that's why you have to become a Jew. No
I'm
one.
Not becoming a Jew.
Only hate crimes happen on Hanukkah.
I literally got married in a Catholic church less than 6 months ago.
Yes. And she looked gorgeous, everyone.
I did. It was cold that day, too. It was like 38 degrees on Memorial Day in New York, and it rained, and it was really crazy.
Climate change is real.
Sure is.
Write your congressman.
What are they going to do? Nothing.
I don't know. Something? They can't pass voting rights, so I don't know.
Who would be a better person to write about, about climate change?
Kristen Sinema?
No, your husband.
We're not getting into that and the fact that my husband believes the climate wars are coming. So we're going to end that here today. We love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
And shout out to our number one super fan. Hi, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Susan. We love you.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
See you guys soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.